Arthur could be growing up if a proposal for a new apartment complex is approved. But not everyone is thrilled with the idea. Heather Hayes, whose property borders on the location of the future building, spoke at the Wellington North Council's public meeting on the application Tuesday afternoon meeting through Zoom. Hayes asked questions and raised concerns about the future development, an apartment building of 4 stories and up to 59 units at 152 Frederick Street W. The height of the building, unusual, for Arthur, was a concern for Hayes. I'm wondering if we could look at 3 stories versus 4, somehow change the layout that way. Hayes also is not sure if there will be sufficient parking for the number of people living in the proposed building. Parking is a bit of a concern. Because at one point, 5 units allotted for parking. I'm not sure, few people can get around these days without a vehicle. And at 55, 59 units, I think more parking might be necessary, I don't know. She also worried about the safety and overall functioning of traffic in the general area around the apartment building. And of course, the biggest piece right now for us is the traffic. The farm equipment that goes up and down that road, while it's not moving fast, it sounds like it's moving fast. When you add more traffic to that, I think that could be a problem. I know that to the right of my house, Melissa was hit a few years ago, and had asked for traffic studies on that particular road. So my question is, how will we deal with that piece? And has the traffic study been done? The building will have one entrance for vehicles. Hayes suggested that if that entrance is blocked, emergency services may face a challenge getting to the building for an emergency. And the last piece is it possible to consider an entrance off 6? I know a lot of the stuff will be decided later. But I'm putting it on the table now for consideration. But it does concern me. I have sat on a fire board before, and with only one entrance, into 55, 59 units, I would hate for something to happen at that unit or that entrance and then not have access for emergency vehicles to access that property. Sean William Cook, whose property borders against the proposed development site, had several written concerns and objections related to the proposed apartment building. For example, the apartment building would change the feel of his backyard. Building a high-density apartment will affect the personal enjoyment of my property as it will be directly in my backyard. Other nearby residents, Eden and Gerard Schluter, are skeptical that the local infrastructure can support the growth in population through the apartment building. Concerned the Arthur infrastructure cannot handle a development of this size, especially with all the new development across town, said their written submission to council. The proposal will come back to council with staff recommendation and for decision at a later date. Jesse Galt is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.